Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning. It's January the 3rd. My gosh. 2013. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And yes, we've got the streaming back up. It was always streaming, it's just the sound. We had to go back and reboot the computer. So everybody's on, everybody should be able to hear us. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And of course, Trish Clark is here.
Good morning, Carl, and Happy New Year, North State.
You just slid in here. I mean, just was a long drive this morning.
Timing is everything. Running a little late.
And Bad Bob, good morning,
and
Bad Bob.
Good morning. That just brought back memories of Johnny Logan back in my old radio days, who would roll in to the studio. He was the morning man. Just as the record that I had played at the last of my shift was fading out, he would come rolling through the door, hit the chair, and start it every morning. It was amazing.
Okay, now yesterday, a big round of thanks to Just Bob and Felony Bob, because we moved our whole scheduling around starting yesterday. We have Mike Huckabee, who of course wasn't on. He had a surrogate sitting in there, and you hate that on your first day. And then Laura Ingram's back with us. And you know what? You can't tell the difference between her old show and her new show because it uses the same sounds. It has the same ends. She talked about why she left. You know, she wanted to do more than where she was at before, and now she's got this. So she's on from 12 to 3. And we moved Dennis Miller. We're keeping Dennis, but we want to put him back into kind of maybe the afternoon drive time. And, of course, he wasn't there yesterday. But the whole thing, putting it together, is all computers, clocks, and making everything work.
Absolutely.
Well, of course, it never works right the first time. And then when we find out that you had everything on there, that there was an errant command hiding in the computer.
Well, when you have four different computer systems all trying to talk to each other,
and that's true because
something will slip through.
It's because you've got it comes down off the receiver, satellite receiver, and it goes, and we have four different computer systems in there that take different shows. Some of them are, even though they have nothing to do with the same network, they come across in the same computer, if I understand that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's called an audio server.
Yeah, the audio server, and so you'll have different shows. So one of the shows we don't have anymore had an errant, like I said, a command that said turn to channel 10, and we needed to be on 12. Mm. And you go, well, unless you had seen that someplace in there, it switched to channel 10 instead of 12, and so we had NASCAR. We had NASCAR going for a while, as we like to play NASCAR. It just comes on, and it's from 3 years ago, but nobody knows because they're all going in a circle. Anyway. We have Josh Wiley.
Speaking of being in a circle.
Yeah, speaking of being in a circle. No, I tell you what, the stock market went berserk yesterday, and Josh Wiley is going to tell us, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, well, good morning. Well, we have a bit of a pullback after yesterday's rally. Currently, the Dow's down 24 points at 13,388. The NASDAQ is up a point at 3,113, while the S&P 500 is down one at 1,461. Oil's down 4 pennies at $93.10 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.04%. Gold's down $10.10 this morning at $1,678, while silver's down 13 cents at $30.87 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Johnson & Johnson's down 2 dimes at $70.63, Walmart's down 64 cents at $68.60, while Caterpillar's down 43 cents at $93.93. That's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9 10 in the morning right here. If you want to give them a call and find out what's going on Wall Street, and they're the ones that can tell you, give them a jingle at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive and see them in Reading. Trish, did you have a good New Year's? What did you do?
Actually, I spent the evening with some friends and had a nice evening. And
nobody threw up on the lawn?
Nobody tried
to tip over a cow.
No gunshots.
No,
it was a pretty quiet evening. I had actually brought champagne and nobody wanted to drink champagne. I don't know. Everybody kind of went home early and wasn't a very lively crowd.
My gosh, was this at the seniors' center?
No, it wasn't. It was up in Shingletown, up in a friend.
Okay, well, good. Glad to hear that. Okay, you know, today Doug LaMalfa is going to give us a call. Soon to be sworn in Congressman Doug LaMalfa and his official signing in today about 2 o'clock our time, but he's going to be on this morning at 7:30.
Oh, perfect.
And then we're going to talk to him a little bit about the cliff and what he sees. Maybe you can wrap in here.
Talk about walking into a mess. Oh, I mean, gosh. What a kick the can down
Wally.
The road, do
Wally.
Nothing.
Wally voted yes. But if you look at the paper today, and it was pretty good. It was a pretty good little editorial there,
Wally,
Bruce.
Wally
is that all the ones that were leaving, all the California Republicans that were leaving, all voted yes on this. You know, that you've been thrown out of office or were retired. They, except one who didn't even show up. But the rest of them voted yes on this to pass it.
Yeah. And you know, I was hearing rumors a little bit yesterday about a possible replacement for the Speaker of the House, but then I don't guess that's going to...
Boehner?
I didn't hear anything else. Boehner is just as worthless as anything I've ever seen.
I really mispronounced his name the first time. I pronounced it the way it looks like it's spelled. And everybody looks at him and he goes, no, that's a pejorative term you use on people. Okay, we're going to take come to think of it, it's kind of what he did for us. We come back, of course, with the weather, but, you know, guess what Al Jazeera, which is the Pan Arab News, has that Glenn Beck doesn't. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
From the San Francisco Bay.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Yeah, welcome back. Good morning. 7:15 on January the 3rd, 2013. This year is off and rolling. Linda's got on the spot with Linda about tonight. She's got Pat Cards coming in. There's a bunch of other people she's going to be talking with. So, of course, but it's Thursday. Thursday is my good buddy, Trish Clark.
Good morning. And the weather this morning, it's 28 degrees. Boy, it is cold out there. It took a little while to get the frost off the car, and it's going to be sunny and cloudy this afternoon, but it's not going to warm up very much with a high near 55. Expect it to be low the rest of the week, around 32 in the morning.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, it's getting cool, but no rain in the forecast until about Saturday, maybe in a slight chance.
Oh, boy.
And the weather is brought to us every morning by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo
tonight
Vineyards.
Is pizza night at Anselmo's.
You know what? It just makes your day, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
474-5546. Now, Linda's going to be up there singing, along with Pat Karch and Rick Hill. They're going to be up there on January the 11th, and we're going to go up there and just have a whoop-it-up time. So, but it's going to sell out quick like it always does. And if you want tickets in there, especially since you're probably not going to be sitting out on the veranda out there, are 474-5546. Not tickets, but just make reservations there. And they can take, I think, 60 people in there comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
And they've stuffed other people in there. But so 474-5546. Okay. Al Gore, former Vice President of the United States, the one that brought us global warming and all these other things, and carbon credits, which he bought up in, while he was riding his private plane all over the world buying up carbon credit things, has just so, you know, he started a TV or a station, a satellite channel called Current TV. And he did this so he could get the progressive side out, his ideas, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
And, of course, it was a huge failure. Huge. So he put it up for sale. Well, Glenn Beck. And, you know, how, I mean, really, revenge. Glenn Beck says, well, I can buy it.
And he tried to buy it.
And he tried to buy it. He put in the offer. And he was turned down. And so who did Al Gore sell Current TV, a satellite communication channel that reaches 40 million Americans? Who do you think he sold it to? You can tell me if you know the answer.
Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? An Arab news organization.
Can you believe that they hate the conservative side of things so badly that they're willing to open up our airways? How many people?
40 million.
40
and
million.
It's owned, Al Jazeera is owned by the governor of Qatar, and it plans, and you pronounce it Qatar, but it's spelled Q-A-T-A-R, and it plans to gradually transform Current into a new channel called Al Jazeera America by adding 5 to 10 new U.S. bureaus beyond the 5 it has now. They said there are no rules against foreign ownership of a cable channel, unlike the strict rules limiting foreign ownership of free-to-air TV stations, you know, which is, you know, like that. But I just wonder how many, I wonder how many stations in the, so this is a government-owned, government-sponsored news organization. I wonder
it's
how many.
Coming over here and buying a
I wonder if
private.
I can go over there and buy one of theirs.
No, absolutely not. You can't even go on the radio over there.
That's right. It's because they have censorship. And they have women that are treated like domestic, you know, animals. They don't believe in that. And if you say you're a Christian, they punish you. This is the country that bought from Al Gore, our vice president. Has anybody seen anything hilarious about this? Al Gore.
Hilarious,
Al Gore.
It's ridiculous.
Can I say a whore? On the TV. Can I say that?
That's not on the list.
Al Gore, you're a whore. I swear, you know, you could have sold it to an American. Instead, you sold it to an Arab government. And Al Jazeera has not always been friendly to us, by the way, releasing secrets and saying things about us that were patently untrue.
There you go. No explanation. Certainly no common sense involved in any of that.
Now, the deal suffered immediate casualties. Okay, this is great. Al Jazeera has long struggled to get a carriage in the U.S., and the deal suffered an immediate casualty as Time Warner Cable, the nation's second largest cable TV operator, announced its drop in current TV due to the deal. Hooray for Time Warner Cable. Our agreement with Current has been terminated, and we will no longer be carrying the service. Previous to Al Jazeera's purchase, Current TV was in 60 million homes. Well, they just lost 20. Anyway.
Well, you wonder how many different places will step up now and discontinue that carrying. What are we doing serving the American households with Arab news?
Oh, they're going to make it. Oh, no, this will be American news as we Arabs see it. You know,
and a little more brainwashing?
But it's the government. It's the government-owned news organization. Now, but you know what? They've got some stalwarts over there on Current TV. I mean, maybe they used to have Keith Olbermann, my favorite broadcaster, but it ended in bad blood in 2011. Too bad it just didn't end in blood. Former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer, the cheater, the adulterer, he was one of their lead commentators. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. I don't know who that is, really. But those are the people that are current. Now we have Al Jazeera. So perhaps if you don't enjoy the news as you see it here in America, now you can listen to it from Al Jazeera. Okay. We're going to take a break. We come back. There's something, Trish has something that's just hilarious. We're going to tell you how to find it. And if you haven't seen it, it's gone viral. But if you haven't seen it, you need to know about it. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. If you don't like what you hear now, just wait a few weeks. Maybe you can hear it in Farsi.
Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a 5 o'clock the world when the whistle blows. Don't want
to be some. Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco and Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco and Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco and Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Threat body work and large vehicles estimate.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137.
Loaves and Fishes Redding is a nonprofit 501c3 emergency food bank that supplies food to the needy in Shasta County. They're an all-volunteer organization with no paid staff at any level. They appreciate and depend entirely on donations from concerned groups and individuals in the Redding community to keep pace with growing demand. Loaves and Fishes Redding is open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They also have a veterans food bank program available. They often serve between 1 and 200 families of varying ages and disabilities in a single week. 100% of your tax-deductible monetary donations go to food and operational purchases. They need your donation to help get through these difficult times. Thank you for your consideration. As always, Loaves and Fishes Reading is grateful for the support and generosity of the community. For information, call 917-3887. That's 917-3887, or visit their website at loavesandfishesreading.com. A reminder from AM 1460 KCNR.
Good morning. Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 7:25 in the morning, 28 degrees out there. Maybe I just went a little bit. Was I too hot when I called Al Gore name?
No. Because, no, I don't think so, because I think he did. And it's a pro, you know, Glenn Beck made a legitimate offer. His radio station, presence in the media process in the United States is expanding, and he made a legitimate offer to purchase that. You know, for him to turn around and sell it to the Arabs.
And it wasn't even like to a private entity. He sold it to
Arab
a government.
Government.
He sold it to a organization that's run by the government and funded by the government. You know, it'd be like selling it, like it'd be like our PBS going over and buying their, one of their main, you know, one of their channels that reaches, you know, a third of their nation.
Yeah,
because PBS is even though it's got
it's a public broadcast,
a public broadcast, but it's owned by the government. I mean, government funded, but and if the government threatened, you know, pulled its funds, it would go away.
Exactly.
I mean, so if the government really wanted to lean into it, which it could, yeah, or it could cut its funds, it would go away unless people wanted to fund it, which they've done in some of the large cities. But you've got a story that's even better.
Okay, last night, and I'm not very good with names of entertainers. However, they had a whole stream of liberal entertainers who were crying out for gun control, and they've been just absolutely on the web and making pitches for the last couple of weeks, ever since the incident with the school, and so someone, and I'm not even sure who it was, put together a whole piece about them making their plea for gun control and them then making money in all of the very violent movies that they're making.
Yeah, one of them showed them in a bloody. It was bloody too.
Very
like
violent. Very bloody.
The guy that was in Ray. He was in and it showed him taking a shotgun and blowing somebody apart. The women taking machine guns and killing people, and then some of it was they were actually shooting weapons.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Hey, this is a lot of fun." And Conan O'Brien is behind a machine gun firing, and he's going, "Oh yeah, yeah." I mean, it's like, you know what? Hypocrites.
Absolute hypocrites. I thought, what a marvelous piece the person put together. And I'm not even sure who it was that put it together, but it has gone viral.
If you just go to YouTube and say, I think it's celebrities.
Celebrity gun control.
Gun control or something like that.
Yeah.
But you know, the good thing about that is here's the thing about, there's bad things and good things, internet. But one of the things is if you say something and if there's anything in your past where you may not have said that, or something else. It's like these stars that come on here. Gun control. We need it. It's, you know, shooting guns is bad. You know, and it shows them exploiting weapons, exploiting the violence. You know,
They turned right around and said, "Oh no, no, we don't have any impact on the minds of kids. Their parents shouldn't take them to those movies if they're concerned about that."
I don't see anything wrong with taking away your rights in the Second Amendment, but if I said I don't think you should be able to have, you know, those violent movies where you're blowing the arms off people, or have Kill Bill where you're slicing people's heads off, and then they start screaming First Amendment. You're right. It's First Amendment, First Amendment. But if they had made commercials like that saying we should cut back on violence and, you know, stop all these gory movies and blah, 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 which, of course, they don't, because they have prostituted themselves to the great altar in Hollywood.
And total hypocrisy. Absolute total hypocrisy.
You know, there's a one word that goes on all over. We just keep using it. And, you know, but the thing is it's hypocrisy, but, you know, take away your Second Amendment. Let's infringe on your Second Amendment. But, oh, my God, don't touch our movies or TV.
The movies are just make-believe. Everybody knows the movies are just make-believe.
What'd you say, Bob?
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Well, that's it. See, that's it. And, you know, right now in the chat room, it's going back and forth here about they're upset with Republicans. And speaking of Republicans, we're going to have Congressman Doug LaMalfa, I hope, join us, right? It's a lot going on back there.
Let's be clear. They're upset with, I'm assuming, the Republicans who voted for this mess.
Well, they're saying is that, you know, one of our loyal listeners here and saying that that it's time that we get the far right wing conservative religion parts out and let's go back as being fiscally responsible types. And we got to, well, what do you think? Well, we got to run anyway.
Wow, I don't know that the fiscally conservative and the far-right religious are the problem.
We'll be right. Not the conservative fiscally. Anyway, we'll get back to this after the break.
From the Fox Business Network, applications for home mortgages fell last week as refinancings fell to their lowest level since last April. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, its seasonally adjusted index of mortgage application activity, which includes both refinancing and home purchase demand, fell nearly 10.5%. Starbucks is rolling out a $1 reusable plastic cup at its cafes starting today. It already gives customers a dime discount each time they bring in reusable cups for refills. Now it's hoping the new cups will increase the habit. And Wendy's no longer thinks a hamburger has to be 99 cents to be a deal. It's beefing up its right price, right size pricing to between 99 cents and $1.99. At a time when costs for meat, cheese, and other ingredients are rising, the revamped menu is intended to give budget-minded diners more options while giving Wendy's more flexibility on pricing. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor with NorCal Firearms Instruction. As families gather to celebrate the holidays, remember to store all firearms safely and responsibly. Household demographics change during this time of year, and so should your household protection plan. Lock up all pre-positioned and loaded firearms so unauthorized users don't accidentally find them. Find us on the web at norcalfi.com for more safety tips or to register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Yeah, welcome back. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's 28 degrees out there, and we, you know, if you're going to need that coffee from Espresso Joe's, veterans get discounts. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew, in business over 30 years supporting our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We have on the phone Congressman-elect Doug LaMalfa. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
I'm with Trish Clark here. And
hi, Trish. Hi, Carl.
We just want to say, it must be a great day, and thank you so much for taking some time with us. I know you've probably got people lined up trying to talk to you. And
there's a lot going on. This place is humming here in our office here on the top of the Cannon Building. So we're got a good crowd building here, folks wishing me well, and we're going to head across the street to the big house soon and do the official swearing in a little over an hour from now. So it's super exciting, and I'm just geared up for it. So,
Congressman-elect, and we're so anxious to be calling you Congressman here in a few hours, but what do you hear about the Speaker of the House? We were hearing some rumors about possible confrontation when we start to elect the Speaker of the House later on today. What do you...
There might be a certain amount of confrontation, but ultimately it won't be enough to change the outcome of the speaker vote by any stretch. I mean, you know, people are going to blow off a little steam over the way some things happen, but I, you know, the speaker has his reasons for how things went. And he probably could have done himself a favor by better publicizing or, you know, explaining it to the public. The biggest problem, you know, you have the fiscal cliff portion, but also the Hurricane Sandy relief part that's kind of fell apart here at the end, but we're going to take up a portion of that tomorrow, so it will get done. It's not like it was never going to get done. It was just a matter of, was it going to be done in the context of an incomplete tax policy and all that fiscal cliff stuff when it's a $60 billion expenditure right out of the Treasury. So I think in a measure they're trying to be responsible with how it happened, but it got caught in a lot of hype too.
And Doug, is there a possibility that by waiting until the new Congress is seated, you'll be able to take some of the stuff out of that bill that doesn't have anything to do with Hurricane Sandy?
Well, the proposal that's being talked about in an interim is that it's a $60 billion proposal right now. I think on Friday we're going to take up a $9 billion portion of it, which I feel pretty good about it because you can focus with a smaller amount like that directly on the things that really need to be done right now in order to get things going again, and then be a little more thoughtful on what additional money should be expended upon that. And, you know, I'd like to see as part of the process is that we review more so when we do a disaster relief thing like that, are we going to build everything right back the way it used to be there so the next time, you know, the wise man builds his house upon the rock and the not so wise one builds it on the sand. Do we need to be bailing things out that are building on the sand? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
you want to do it better.
Yeah.
You want to do it better. You want to do it like with the knowledge that when
that
you build,
one didn't work.
Build infrastructure in vulnerable zones. So maybe that shouldn't be, rebuilt every time. You got to think about this a little more. Then when they do try and load these things up with other non-related items, I think that's really offensive to a lot of folks, especially with the hijinks and the pain people are going through with trying to get this budget process done. So you've got to be respectful with every dollar.
And I think that's what the speaker didn't articulate well, is that the reason that it wasn't taken up is because it entailed more than just relief for the Sandy hurricane victims.
Yeah, and that should have been done better, and that's something I'd like to inquire about with their team or their staff. Like, you know, they're just getting terrible PR lately, even though I think the speaker, just as a man, is trying to stand for, in principle, the right things. You know, I think he acknowledges that that before the election, when everybody thought Romney had a good chance, there was a chance Republicans might take over the Senate, that you know, people are holding a little tighter towards going after hard spending reductions, no tax increases, and then the election went the way it did. The American public says, you know, we're putting Obama back. We don't really care about that stuff. And so it has taken a lot of leverage away from the Republican argument on that. And so you might be looking more at a half a loaf. It's pretty sad because the bigger issue still is government spending and government not being responsible with the people's hard-earned tax dollars.
Doug, you know, Wally voted yes on, as did seven of the California congressmen that were leaving, either because they were retiring or been voted out, all voted for the tax bill. Obviously this was planned out or something, was it to get this bill passed so that taxes wouldn't go up today?
Yeah, it's a real catch-22 for the decision process, because you have the taxes certainly going up, but after the first of the year, they had already gone up. So now you're just going back trying to pick up the scraps and leave in place what tax breaks that you can, you know, what lower rates that you can get. And that meant the higher end ones, the way, you know, Obama has made it his mantra, there is very little chance politically that was going to be saved. You know, I mean, that's the result of the election. That's a consequence of elections. So if people, you know, aren't happy about it, they need to think harder about what they're doing in the election process of putting people in place that want to continue to grow government, that want to continue to not do the things that reform government, but think the answer is always going to be coming after the people and what they earn as a solution. That's not a solution at all. It just keeps setting the bar a little bit higher, that government keeps a higher percentage of what the people earn. And government isn't having to look inwardly and do its own rehab when you keep raising that bar that way.
Well, I think you're right when you said, you know what, you can fight it and fight it, and then with the election, people voted. So obviously, the majority of the people in the country say, yeah, it's okay, raise our taxes.
Yeah, that doesn't mean we concede all this.
No, no, they didn't say raise our taxes.
Along the lines. I mean, we still have a lot of things coming down the pike here. Somewhere around March, at the latest, we're going to have to be looking at this, the debt ceiling, and I think for whatever may have been given in on this time, there's going to be a resolve on the debt ceiling saying, you know, we couldn't win that round completely in the 112th Congress on the tax rates that were renewed in that last minute vote. But the debt ceiling, that just contributes even more so to the overall bigger problem. And so that's going to be an even bigger battle. And with Obama going around saying that there's not even going to be a negotiation on that, well, you want to see loggerheads, just watch that one.
Well, I think they've got to do something about that.
You
want to
just give him
this
control to do it.
Congressman-elect, we have to take a quick break here. Are you going to be able to stay with us a little bit longer?
Yeah, just a little longer, then I got to...
Okay, well, we'll take a quick break. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll come on right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, with Congressman-elect Doug LaMalfa.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater. Bob and Julie, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. You'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
Brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales, off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
I want you want me.
Yeah, Cheap Trick. Welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning. And our guest is Congressman-elect Doug LaMalfa, who is going to be sworn in about, what, 4 hours?
No, for about an hour, hour and a half.
Oh, hour and a half. Okay. Well, it would be, okay, 9 o'clock our time, or 9:30 our time.
C-SPAN, too. So I heard the C-SPAN coverage was going to be at, I believe, 11 until... Oh, heck, what time is it?
Well, whatever.
It's, 11 it's, to 1 yeah. here, which is 8 to 10 there or something.
Okay.
Like
yeah, we'll do that. Hey, Doug, what's the first thing you want to, when you come out of the blocks, what's one of the first things you want to do?
Well, you know.
I mean, there's a million things out there. With sequestration and all these things happening, but is there something that you want to address? Or you want?
Well, I kind of look at it as two tiers. You got the big things that we have to do nationally, and that is getting after whatever the leftovers are going to be on this fiscal cliff, which I'm tired of hearing and saying those words. I know everybody is. And you know, we have the dairy cliff, which looks like that was put off, and probably nobody even knows what dairy cliff means. Everything's a cliff now. It used to be always gate. Now it's cliff, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
But,
you're right.
But it's going to be tackling these issues on spending and on getting things to where our economy can recover again. Those are the big picture issues nationally. I mean, there's still going to be sidebar things going on, like the Benghazi situation and our national security. Not really sidebar per se, but you know, there's so many things that can occupy us in the bigger global level. But then getting back to the local level, though, we have very important things that are important to our district that are a plus to our economy if they're performing. So we don't have to do things that cost money to the taxpayers and government. We can be doing things that promote an economy. So for us in Northern California, it's what do we do best? It comes back to the resources we have, the people we have. Allowing those jobs to start coming back to our state, that might mean how it is affected by foreign trade, how it's affected by the regulatory load, which is the biggest thing I worry about, that comes down from government agencies that seem to have no concept of what it takes for people to really be out there and be productive. And so
Doug, can we
what I'd like to do is kind of reel in some of these federal agencies and get them back to some kind of reality on what it takes to produce things that people need. Yes, Trish?
I just want to bounce back a minute. Are we going to be able to hold anybody accountable on the Benghazi thing? I mean, is that just going to get swept under the rug, or?
There was an issue taken up to, should we establish a select committee on Benghazi so we can further drill down on that. That hasn't been approved yet, but I think there's going to be a continue. You know, again, the election's over with, the holiday season's over with, we're into the new year. I think you will see a very concerted effort, whether it's a select committee put together or already through the process that, you know, Mr. Darrell Issa and others are doing in the various committees that are in place. There will be more work done upon that because that's just left way too many questions unanswered.
It makes Watergate look like a bump. And people, I mean, we've got a president impeached and left office over something a whole lot smaller than this thing in Benghazi.
Nobody seems to care anymore as long as the food stamps keep flowing.
Well, I know, and that bothers me a lot. I can't believe he floated through that, and it's like not even on the radar. Nobody wants to talk. Oh well, whatever. People died.
Yes, they did. I'm very concerned that it seems like the whole focus of a lot of our population in the country has shifted from a patriotic one, of a self-determination one, to what can government do for me?
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, government
and
can
they'll
only
tolerate anything as long as the food stamps keep rolling.
Well, that or anything else, yeah. So when you give government a dollar, you're lucky to get back 50% of 50 cents of actual service of whatever it is you thought you were getting. Yeah. You know, I mean, whether that's helping people, you know, charitable organizations, private sector organizations, do a lot more, I think, on an individual basis to help the poor, to help those that are shut out, than what
Absolutely.
Government could do when they shut the clock off at 5 o'clock. You know, I mean, that isn't the perfect world, but there needs to be a much more a mixture, much more of a hybrid of people that can help that don't necessarily do it at the government rate. Does
Hey, Doug,
that make sense to you?
Yeah, it absolutely does. Doug, I got two things that I know you have to run.
One of the things is I'd really like you to take a look at is we got a million case backlogged with the veterans right now that we're just a million cases in the pipes because the Veterans Administration can't get it together. We talked about that before. I know it was one of your interests. And the other is we
have, I have a colleague from Michigan here who I sat down with when I was back here in November who was working on a very specific veteran issue trying to cut red tape on. I told him if he brought it forth as a bill, I would like to see what I could do to be helpful on that because it was a simple thing that if you just cut through a lot of red tape on it had to do with veterans and hearing loss. And so that should be a template for a lot of what we need to do to just get them to the front of the line and say, you know, get the questions answered. It might be yes, might be no, might be this percentage or that percentage of disability. Get the poor guy's questions answered instead of running them through the mill. I mean, when you can get better, it still offends me that you can get better health care immediately for prisoners than you can for the people that serve for us.
Yeah, that's a great way to answer that question. The other one is from one of our listeners is, do you know what committees you're going to be on?
I've been assigned to the Committee on Agriculture and the Committee on Natural Resources. So those are both right up the alley here for North State on a lot of the things we need to do. So I'm not sure if I'll end up at the third committee or not. I've talked to Mr. Issa about his that happens sometimes, but not always. It just depends on the workload here. So we can see that there'll be a lot of work with Ag Committee, obviously, with Farm Bill and some of that policy and natural resources. You know, there's a lot of work anyway because you're always trying to beat back the extreme wing of the environmental movement from disallowing us to use forest products or mined products or build the water storage we need for a growing population. So there's so much to do. And what always comes back to is that so many of our problems are man-made or man-caused. It isn't nature or some other force. It's we do it to ourselves. So let's just use some common sense.
Well, in the interest of keeping the issues back there more articulated and available to the public, I think I can safely say on Carl's behalf that you can certainly use this radio station and this forum to help get what's really happening across to the people, and we certainly hope they'll take advantage of that.
I intend to and have in the past. I think it's one of the most important things we do is communicating what we see happening back here and what we think are solutions for it and take the input from folks that either agree or disagree on that these are priorities, these are the ways to get it done. You know, and that's a lot like the election process. You put the ideas out there, the voters approve or disapprove with their ballot. And so when we're in the position of governing, it's the same thing. We have to take that input because, by golly, just because I've been elected something doesn't mean I know everything. So we need that. It's a partnership, not just a one-way deal here.
Well, Congressman-elect Doug Moffitt, thank you so much for coming on today. We know how busy you are. Getting ready to be sworn in fact, in just about an hour.
Yeah.
And as Trish says, anytime that you've got anything that you want to, to put out in your own words as opposed to a soundbite someplace else, you've got
I'm not a soundbite guy. I don't like standard canned stuff.
Well, our very best to you.
People hear it, you know. Either.
Yeah. So. Best to you and your family, and we'll hope to see you soon.
Thank you for having me on, we're super excited here. So.
Well, you know what?
Really appreciate it. We'll be in touch.
Good luck. Okay. We'll be talking to you soon. We're going to take a break here. Trish. It sounds like he's ready. You know what? Did the congressman sound different to you? The congressman-elect sound a little different to you?
I think he recognizes that he's got a big task in front of him. I certainly, dealing with Doug in the past,
yeah.
I think that he is going to take the time to get to the bottom of some of these things and certainly at least make the effort to make them slow down and pay attention to what they're voting on instead of voting on a bill that's 181 pages long and getting it in front of you and saying, okay, yeah, I'm good with this. Let's go.
You know, what I was thinking is that he still has that same way he looks at things. But, Bob, do you think he came across as he's coming across, more forceful?
A little more confident.
That was kind of the way I was thinking there. Yeah.
Will his hat appear in the chambers at any time?
I don't know. But, you know, it's starting in like, what do you say, in like an hour, you're going to be able to see them all get sworn in.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we'll take a break here. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney.
For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating our customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And, of course, we have Trish Clark with you.
Boy, it was a great conversation with our congressman-elect, and I have high hopes for Doug. You know, it's good. It's time we got some new blood back there. Take a new picture of it. You know, what's happening, and he's young and energetic, and let's hope that
he doesn't vote yes on raising taxes and more spending. You know, I mean, how can you? It's, you know, one of the people here, and we were talking about it yesterday, something like 41-1 for every dollar they, you know, that they cut in spending, they're spending $41 more. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But the whole point is we've got to get back to sending people back there who will stomp their feet and refuse to vote on a 181-page bill that just got before them. We did not elect Biden and McConnell to make all the decisions about this deal. And they're behind closed doors forever, forever. Come out, give the Senate this bill that none of those senators have seen, and they vote on it and turn around and walk away. And then they turn the same thing over to the House. They have no time to look at it, no time to read it, no time to respond or do anything to it, and vote.
This is not the Constitution, like the Tatanka says
that's
in here.
That's exactly right.
He says, follow the Constitution.
We elect these people to do due deliberation and work on these bills, and hopefully
you wouldn't buy a business. You would not buy a business. You would not sign a contract you have not read.
That,
right?
We would hope
okay.
not.
I hope not. Oh, by the way, okay, for people that are we had some people in here saying, oh, it's the Tea Party. They're all screwed up. No, the Tea Party's not screwed up. The Tea Party are a group of people. I can't say all Tea Parties. I'm just going to say it's this. To me, the Tea Party are a group of people that got involved. And in fact, we at 8 o'clock are going to have
the silent majority.
That we're going to have the Reading Tea Party on that wants to talk about the things that, they really are involved in. It's not just politics. They're involved. Well, it is political, a lot of it. But it's other things they're involved in up here in the North State. So stay tuned for after our break is that we have representatives from the Reading Tea Party that want to talk about this is what we're doing. And so you can see this year the things that they're planning on doing and what type of impact they want to have. And they've had an impact in the past.
It's time that we get back to looking at what our Constitution says and authorizes the federal government to do and what they don't.
We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. There are a dozen new senators and 82 freshmen will be sworn in the House when the new Congress convenes. Getting ready to get rid of the old one. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
The 112th Congress convening for the final time. When the 113th Congress convenes in an hour, women will make up a larger chunk than ever before. 20 in the Senate, 81 in the House. An entire state's delegation is women, in fact. That's a first. New Hampshire with the honor. There will again be an African-American in the Senate. South Carolina Republican Tim Scott, in fact, is the seventh African-American to serve in that chamber. And not all the faces are brand new. Florida Democrat Alan Grayson lost re-election to the House in 2010, only to win his seat back in 2012. And Texas Republican Steve Stockman is back in the House after a single term in the mid-90s, Dave.
Now, Jared, they'll first re-elect leadership. House Speaker Boehner has no opposition, but it's possible some Republicans could vote against him. Some Tea Partiers want a secret ballot. Tomorrow, the House could vote on some Hurricane Sandy disaster aid.
They're playing games with us.
He's a storm victim in New Jersey. Angry the House didn't pass the Senate's $60 billion bill. Critics say it was full of pork. The kids who survived the massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, back in class for the first time in a new school in a nearby town. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is near it live.
Chalk Hill Middle School here in Monroe has been quickly renovated and renamed Sandy Hook Elementary School. The students' classroom materials from their former school, which remains a crime scene, have been moved to the school here, including their desks and backpacks that were left behind. A heavy police presence guarding the entrance to the school. Along this rural residential road, tree trunks are tied with green ribbons, Newtown's colors, and signs stick out from the snow saying things like, "Welcome, Sandy Hook. We love you." Dave.
Courtney on Wall Street, the day after a huge rally, we're seeing a little selling. The Dow is down 15 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
To have the perfect relationship that works into my life, there has to be somebody special.
At Match.com, we want to help make it easier for you to get started in finding someone great. That's why you can now try Match.com free. That's right, get 7 days free and see who's out there for you. You can read profiles, view photos, and connect with people all free. Visit our exclusive website for this limited time offer. Go to TryMatch.com. That's T-R-Y Match.com and get 7 days of Match free.
Match opens up incredible possibilities to meet people that you never would have met without it.
Getting on Match, it was so easy. I thought, what have I been waiting on?
This exclusive offer is for a limited time only, so visit TryMatch.com now. That's T-R-Y Match.com. One in five relationships now begins online. Why not let yours be one of them?
First dates are more exciting than anything. I thought, you know, why not?
And for a limited time only, Match is giving you 7 days free. Visit TryMatch.com for details. That's T-R-Y Match.com. Join today.
The fiscal cliff deal is now law, signed by Otto Penn last night as President Obama vacations in Hawaii. It includes a tax hike on households making at least $450,000, extends expiring unemployment benefits, and keeps milk prices from doubling. But that's far from all it does.
It's an old practice in Congress, stuffing unrelated spending into must-pass legislation. The fiscal cliff bill was pork-laden, too. Take, for instance, an accelerated tax write-off for NASCAR facilities. There's some swag for Hollywood, allowing faster write-off for film and TV production costs. And there's an extension of an excise tax break for rum production in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Algae and asparagus growers get special breaks. Arizona GOP Senator John McCain calls it shameful. In Washington, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
We apparently did a lot of last-minute Christmas shopping. A lot of retailers are reporting a late surge in buying helped them ring up better-than-expected December sales. Costco and Nordstrom were among the biggest gainers. Target and Barnes & Noble had weaker results. We also did more car buying at the end of the year. Ford's sales rose 2%, its best December in 6 years. GM's increase was 5%. It was a 10% gain for Chrysler. That automaker had its best year since 2007 with a 21% sales increase. Now, pills come in all shapes and sizes and colors, and apparently that matters.
The color of your pill may determine whether or not you even take it. A study at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston found patients whose pill medication changed color were more likely to not refill it. The researchers say the reason could be that patients become confused when their pill has a new color. Health experts say failure to take prescribed medicine is a serious problem, that half the time a treatment doesn't work, it's because patients haven't taken their pills. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
French actor Gerard Depardieu has been granted Russian citizenship. He was angry that France is attempting to raise taxes on mega-rich to 75%. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a bunch of guests lined up, and I think things that she's going to be giving away, which she does. January the 3rd, 2013, Trish Clark is here with me. Good morning.
And Happy New Year to everyone out there. This is just great to start out the new year with our new congressman the first hour, and now we're going to get Dan to talking about...
The Tea Party's going to be calling in, and you know what? We need to talk about the Tea Party because some people say that it was because of the Tea Party that Romney lost. I frankly don't believe that. I think that there are fringe elements in both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party that may have gotten too much play out there. You know, the fact is that it was a huge surprise that Obama, you know, Obama, the popular vote wasn't that much. It was, but the Electoral College, oh my gosh, creamed Romney. But is that because of the Tea Party? And that's something we need to talk to people about today.
Well, I don't think that was. I think that the machine that Obama built to get the vote out was the big difference. And when you start really looking at the numbers, I think that we just assumed people were going to get out and vote. And when you start looking at the moderates and the white population,
yeah.
the independents voted, but the base didn't vote. The base didn't vote for Romney that voted for McCain, and that was astonishing to all of us.
And even though Obama lost votes since the last election, so did the Republican Party. But, you know, the other thing, too, is that, and here's something. Remember Michael Steele headed up the Republican Party, and they fired him?
Yes, I do, and they sure should have.
Well, yet when Michael Steele was heading up the Republican Party, or the GOP, he went into a community organizing heavy. The Republicans just took over, remember, in 2010.
Yes.
And so what did they
do? That's a good point.
They fired him, and they bring in this big guy that talks media and all this stuff, and lost ground. I mean, and let's face it, Obama's campaign was just masterful, and his people on the ground were masterful, but that's what Steele had. Fired Steele, and that went away.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking,
I hadn't thought of that. You're absolutely right. I take back, they shouldn't have fired him.
You know what? Well, they should at least... You know, I mean, yeah, there was some other things.
What he'd done right to that made, because the 2010 election
swept in there.
Absolutely.
And the Senate would have been taken if there hadn't been some really weird people put up for office.
Yeah.
I mean, that Harry Reid should have lost.
Oh, absolutely.
But didn't because the person they ran against him was disastrous.
Yeah. He was trailing so badly in the polls, and that was, they just voted for him rather than.
Okay, look, we've still got a big show going on here, but we always start off each hour with our advisors from Wells Fargo for our Market Minute. Josh Wiley, good morning.
Well, good morning. Profit taking following yesterday's rally are pushing stocks lower this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 17 points at 13,394, while the Nasdaq's down 2 at 3,110, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,461. Oil's down 24 cents at $92.88 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.07%. Gold's down $8.20 this morning at $1,681, while silver's down 3 pennies at $31.05 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Kimberly-Clark's down 63 cents at $85.75, Qualcomm's down 19 cents at $64.95, while Citigroup's up a penny at $41.28. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 here in the morning. If you want to get some great advice, you want to receive some great advice, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or visit them on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. And our weather today, right now, it's just like cold.
It's cold. It's 28 degrees, but it's sunny, and it's going to be sunny most of the day, a little partly cloudy this afternoon. It looks like there's a chance of rain until about Saturday, but it's going to stay cold, patchy frost. You know, little fruit trees and stuff, if you've got them out in your yard, good time to be kind of giving some frost cover. Because it's really frosty out there in the mornings and getting down really low.
Well, if I tell you, ask Elk Killer. She goes out in the morning, she's a little bit low to the ground. And I see her hopping around out there. So.
Okay. So, yeah, when so it's going to be good weather for the rest of the week, but cold and a little bit of fog here and there. And the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, you know, right up there toward Shingletown. Tonight's pizza night, January 11th. Linda will be singing with Rick Hill on guitar and Pat Karch on piano. It's going to be a great night. Give him a call at 474-5546. Of course, dinners, brunches, horseback riding, sporting clays, they've got it all up, and some, and they are building the most beautiful cotillion up there of steel, wrought iron steel, and glass. You have to go see that.
Yeah, it's magnificent
beautiful.
As it's going
as up. Is everything that's built up there.
The ambiance
far
and
beyond,
almost,
yeah. Built is, far beyond what you have to build, as permits say.
it's a wonderful creation and a venue for this county.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Carl Botrich, Clark, we have the Reading Key Party on the line, and we'll be getting back to them in just a minute.
Like I care about my baby, and I'll keep coming around.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Yeah, welcome back, Carl Blatt, Trish Clark, Thursday, 8:14 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's 28 degrees out there. They want to keep you warm, and they do great work. Go to their website, homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992, and they take great pride in the work they do and the high-quality equipment that they install, and they can repair any make, any model. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. Stay warm this winter. Alliance Heating and Air, 530-221-2642. Okay, on the phone, Reading Tea Party. Am I correct here, Terry?
You are correct. Hey, Terry? You know, Carl, this is Terry and Sally.
Yeah, how are you doing? Now, people say, why, you know, if there's a question about why you're on, it's the fact is that the Tea Party has been in the news so much lately in so many things.
Yep.
And the Tea Party has played, I think, a part. It's played a significant part in politics here in the North State.
Well, I think so, and I think a lot of it is, if I could just briefly explain in about a minute or so, if you've never been to a Tea Party meeting, the way our meetings work, when you come to a meeting, the first thing we have is a prayer. Then we honor all our veterans. And by the way, about 40% of all the Tea Parties we're involved with are veterans. Then we say our pledge, and we have our main program, which is usually a speaker. Depending on what time of year it is, it could be candidates coming in, it could be a debate, we could be showing a movie. And then we break into small groups. We have a survival and preparedness group. We have candidates groups. We have groups that follow city council, groups that follow the county board of supervisors, water boards, et cetera. And that's the way our meetings work. They start at 6 o'clock, and we're usually done with things about 8:15.
Well, do you think, when you get a lot of people there, I know you have different numbers coming in there. You've had standing room only several times, and you've had candidates coming in there for election.
Yeah, the candidates probably have been the biggest draw we've had. Usually we average anywhere from, say, 100 to 250 people a week. But the important thing is to do it consistently every week so that, a lot of people are involved in different things. I mean, heck, people have grandkids and kids. And it's kind of neat because if you're there every week, every Monday night at 6 o'clock, then if you miss a week, you can come in the next week and get caught up. Also, in 52 weeks, you can do a lot more than you can in just, say, meeting once a week or once a month, 12 times a year.
It is. And, the thing also when you're looking at the Tea Party is that I know that when Jim Reed came aboard, there's a lot of people there that came in with Reed in it. And the fact is that there were some not confrontations, but there was a lot of loudness and people talking over each other and those kind of things.
Yeah, that kind of thing happens, and that really was the only time I can remember that something like that happened. But yeah, that does happen. And I think the other thing, like you were saying, there's a lot of misnomers about the Tea Party. We've heard things like we read in the paper, or one particular local politician that was going out said, well, these people want to follow a Tea Party agenda. Well, what exactly is that? Because our agenda
exactly is
fiscal responsibility, which is that something wrong with that? Or is there something wrong with limited government? Is there something wrong with following the Constitution? So I'm trying to figure out what that agenda is. But, there's so much of a misnomer. I mean, and one thing, I hope we could talk about is the work that we do with veterans and our ladies auxiliary that we do with veterans. And we duplicated this work through around 20 Tea Parties, and I'd really like to give you some information on that.
Terry, one of the things, and you kind of alluded to it, this is Trish Clark, and we often hear in the media that the Tea Party is responsible for this or that or the other thing, and I think that they have built an impression in the public's mind that goes far beyond what the Tea Party is about. And you just really succinctly put that the Tea Party is about getting back to what our Constitution provides for, limited government, fiscal conservatism, our Christian heritage, all of those things that are built into our Constitution that the present government and our present representatives have kind of walked away from.
Well, yeah, and it was refreshing to hear Doug LaMalfa speak. I think that's the first time I really heard straight answers to a question in the last 10 years. But it was nice to hear him speak. You notice how pointed he was. I was pretty impressed with that. Whether you're a Doug LaMalfa fan or not, you have to say one thing about the guy. He did answer your questions. And it seems to me like he is definitely against this debt ceiling idea. We have an interesting story if we could get into that about meeting with Wally Herger's staff on the debt ceiling.
Well, you know what? We're going to take a quick break, and why don't we, when we come back, let's talk about that.
Right,
you know, the other things I want to talk about is when we talk Tea Party, we talk about, you said 20 organizations here in the North State that are linked to the Tea Party. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, at least. And not only that, but we're also involved with Tea Party Patriots. And Aaron just was flown back by Tea Party Patriots to Virginia. She spoke to 52 groups of Tea Party leaders in Virginia about the template that we use here in Reading.
Okay, well, that'd be interesting to talk about, too. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. We're here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
And in the place where you live, how things know. Think about direction, wonder why you haven't now.
MTP Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
With the economy the way it is, it's hard to know which way to turn and what decisions to make. But if you could save up to 50% on your energy bill and get $400 to $7,000 in rebates, now that would be a good decision. Phil Carpenter's Heating AC in Daikin Douglas, with 24 years of experience providing quality service at a reasonable price. From servicing your existing unit to a new energy-saving Daikin Douglas system. Take advantage of the rebates while they last. Think about it. A new Daikin ductless system. No ducts for microorganisms to live in. Quiet operation. Best of all, the Daikin ductless system even purifies and removes allergens from the air. Think about it. Savings. Energy efficient. Comfort and peace of mind. Now that's a good decision. Phil Carpenter's Heating AC and Daikin ductless. On the web at gopcac.com or call 223-3285. That's 223-3285.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Of course, and we're followed by the Mike Huckabee Show. Governor Mike Huckabee, we're starting our new year off with, you know, Mike Huckabee from 9 to noon. Then Laura Ingram's back. She's, you know, she said, I'm coming back to the airwaves, and her people gave us a call. They gave us a call after one of our listeners. Okay, one of our listeners said, one of our listeners called Ingram's people, and they said, we sent them an email, and if they sent us an email, maybe it went into the trash. Who knows who got that, the email about bringing her back on. Anyway, so she's back on from 12 to 3, and then we've moved Dennis Miller to 3 to 6. Because he's a good drive time kind of guy. And, of course, Tom Sullivan and Roger Hedgecock and then Phil Hendry. And then from 12 on, we're trying to find the alien show, you know. One of those. No, not illegal. It's just really aliens. But this portion of our show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. That's your neighbors making great deals on great selections of previously owned or new cars, trucks, and SUVs. Not only that, their service department is second to none at Redding Crown Motors. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Give them a chance to make you a deal that you're going to really love. Redding Crown Motors. Okay, our guest, Terry and Sally from the Redding Tea Party, and we're talking about the Tea Party itself, but we also have a caller on the line, so let's go to BC. BC, you have a comment on KCNR 1460.
Absolutely do for you and Trish there. When you mentioned why did Romney lose the election, just look at the exit polls. He got almost 6 million or 5 million less than he got in 08 total vote, but what and Romney got about the same as McCain at 58 million. But look at the exit polls. The Jews, 69% voted for Obama. Christians, 52%. Blacks, 92%. Catholics, 54%. This, I think, boils down, if you want to cut through all the stuff, they would not vote for a Mormon, and they wouldn't vote for somebody that was moderate. They didn't have a turn up in the party. So just sheer numbers. Just look at them. That's why we lost the election. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Good input.
All right, DC. You know, it could be, that even though his religion never came up, it never hit and frankly, I thought it would. I thought you'd see people making jokes about the religion and all that and saying things. But, that never came up. But I think maybe there was a underneath
but,
the current.
But you heard people talking about it,
did.
And it always surprised
watercolor
me when people would say, well, yeah, but he's a Mormon.
But he's a Mormon. Yeah,
that always took me by surprise, that should be as big an issue as it obviously was.
And especially with, with Catholics and conservative Christian group, and that doesn't mean bad. Anyway, let's go on back to our,
That's water under the bridge.
There it is. Terry and Sally from the Redding Tea Party, good morning and welcome back.
Hey, yeah, just a quick comment on that caller. He's absolutely right on a lot of that stuff, with the exception, I really don't go along with the Mormon situation, but one thing we did find out is there are 60 million people in the United States that are profess to be Christians. 30 million of those people actually register, and only a third of those vote. That was the real problem. In fact, Sal and I went up and spoke to a couple of Christian organizations and the Republican women up in the Wairika area, and finding the apathy is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
mm-hmm.
been a lot of it. I think there's a lot of misnomers with the Christian faith in regards to the fact that they look at things and say you need to respect authority. Well, that's true. But in fact, authority is God's authority followed by man's authority obeying God. Now, the authority of our government is an authority of the people. As, Carl, you put it a million times, and rightly so, that the people who serve in office serve at the pleasure of the people. And their job in office is to protect us and to make sure that they are looking out for the common good. Now, if the government isn't doing that, then the government's out of line with everything. And I think the authority situation, when you blindly go along and say, well, we just have to do what the government says, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and give unto God what is God's, that doesn't mean that God and Caesar are equal. Caesar gets his and God gets his. What that means is basically a way to understand that God is totally with the alignment where we should follow as far as our government. And I think the other thing is that when you have a situation where people are looking at it, and Christians are looking at a situation where they're saying, well, gosh, we've got to respect authority. Well, Daniel certainly didn't respect Nebuchadnezzar when Nebuchadnezzar wanted him to kneel in front of him. He said, I won't kneel in front of anybody but my God. So I think that in a lot of respects, I think that's one area that we really have to look at. The moral majority was quite quiet. In fact, less people voted for Romney than voted for McCain.
Well, yeah, but when you say part of that 4 years later is that a lot of McCain's base were older people, and that you had part of that is because of just natural causes. That many died off because a lot of older people did were for McCain or conservative white or conservative Hispanic, they just died.
Okay, so and that's all that as it may, it's all done, and there's anything we can do about that. So what we need, I think, what the Tea Party needs to do, what we as people who care about this country need to do is figure out how we change that in the next election, and we need to start doing that right now. Terry, Would you agree with me? And
I agree with the thing that we've always been talking about is that you need to go from local to state to fed. The first place you have to affect is your local community. Let me
frame the question a little. What I believe is until the Republican Party gets off of this moderate kick and goes back to conservative politics, we're not going to elect anybody.
I agree. I mean, that's the thing. And there's people who are talking about a third party, you know, which is, I mean, here nor there, it's free country, think what you want. The thing is, the Republican Party already has a mechanism in place and, quote, the values that the conservatives aspire to. And you hit the nail on the head, Trish. The problem is they're basically not following their own agenda.
But do the people want a conservative agenda?
I think they do.
Okay,
why they didn't vote for Romney, and I think that's why they didn't vote for McCain.
Okay, we've got like about a minute left here, but what is the conservative agenda then?
Fiscal conservative.
Okay, that's
follow the Constitution.
In what ways?
And limited government.
And limited government.
But
get back
is,
from government doing those things that government is supposed to do, and government needs to get the heck out of the way of the rest of it.
Here.
Unfortunately, my friends, and
I think people will respond to that. We have not offered them that alternative.
Then for 8 years, 4 years, and then starting another four, that message has not gotten across.
We have not had a conservative candidate who has been able to articulate our conservative values. Romney couldn't do it. McCain couldn't do it. They wanted to moderate. They wanted to act like a Democrat. We'll never elect another Republican until we get somebody who can articulate the conservative agenda.
Okay, and on that one, Terry and Sally, we're going to get back to you right after we have the business news from Fox. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A new Congress is sworn in today.
For the House, first and foremost, they will have to decide whether this guy is going to keep his job. House Speaker John Boehner, he burned through a lot of political capital in recent days during the fiscal cliff standoff, and he had to backtrack after being hammered for not pushing through a Superstorm Sandy relief bill. Even Democrats would concede that he's had a pretty tough time lately.
Fox's Doug Lusader in D.C. Five men are charged with rape and murder formally now in New Delhi, India, with police pushing for the death penalty.
Demonstrations calling for greater protection for women continuing outside the court. The five men are accused of attacking a 23-year-old as she rode the bus after a night at the movies last month. She later died of internal injuries.
Fox News Radio Simon Owen, a sixth suspect, 17 years old, is expected to be tried separately. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yaks.
Loaves and Fishes Reading is a nonprofit 501c3 emergency food bank that supplies food to the needy in Shasta County. They're an all-volunteer organization with no paid staff at any level. They appreciate and depend entirely on donations from concerned groups and individuals in the Reading community to keep pace with growing demand. Loaves and Fishes Reading is open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They also have a veterans food bank program available. They often serve between 1 and 200 families of varying ages and disabilities in a single week. 100% of your tax-deductible monetary donations go to food and operational purchases. They need your donation to help get through these difficult times. Thank you for your consideration. As always, Loaves and Fishes Reading is grateful for the support and generosity of the community. For information, call 917-3887. That's 917-3887, or visit their website at loavesandfishesreading.com. A reminder from AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, though. And Thursdays, of course, as always, Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, our friends down there. You know, I can't say enough about DC Tim and the Man in Black down there. Great prices, great haircuts, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. I'm going down there today to get my, long hair shorn, ready for the new year. I would have gone down there yesterday, except they're busy and all this stuff was going on. But, Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Our guest today, Terry and Sally from the Reading Tea Party. We're talking about the Tea Party agenda for this year, but we've also got a caller on the line. So let's go to Steve. Steve, you're live on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, I was talking about the last caller. I couldn't agree with more. My analogy is you have a whole group of people out there that won't let their kids read Harry Potter because they think it's witchcraft. You think they're going to vote for a Mormon?
Yeah, you know,
it's not going to happen.
That's a good point.
All the literature I've ever seen describing the world religions from a Christian point of view considers Mormonism as a cult. That's why those people stayed home.
Well, you know, you're right. And I've known conservative, Protestants and such, you know, the Baptists, that when you mention, you know, there'll be some other, and this is in the Marine Corps, and there's been some of our officers that are Latter-day Saints, Mormons, mm-hmm. and that's the way they looked at it. It was not a real religion. And this is 20 years ago, so I thought maybe things had changed a little bit, but obviously not.
I don't agree with that evaluation as far as the Mormon religion. I grew up around Mormons. Mm-hmm. However, I do understand it. That you're absolutely right I would say I don't think that we have ever had a candidate who was more morally strong and honest than Mitt Romney.
I agree with that. I'm just saying that if you spend any time watching TBN or any of the religious channels, oh, man, there's no way they're going to vote for a Mormon.
I think you're right.
You know, Steve, that was the last caller of BC and yourself. You know what? That's right. You know, when you get out there, it's one thing to be a black American, and there's one thing to be a Mormon in this sense, is that a black American can get elected, but perhaps and not saying whether it's right or wrong, but somebody from the Mormon faith is never going to be elected, at least not now or the foreseeable future.
You know, the funny part of that was it was such an uproar when John Kennedy ran because he was a Catholic.
Yeah. Right.
And it was on the tip of everybody's tongue that, my gosh, you're going to elect a Catholic. And they did. They didn't talk about the Mormon thing.
Yeah, it was there.
Yeah. It was there.
It was. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for your comments. Okay, we're going to go back to, Terry and Sally. People calling in because of things that you've been saying here.
Well, the thing is that, you know, and that's good. The thing is that there's a myriad of reasons why you didn't get elected. But, I mean, you know, there's people that think that Obama's a Muslim. I mean, you know. So, I mean,
really?
The whole thing
I can't imagine.
Nail on the head. That was 4 years ago. Yeah, what do you do now?
Okay, now let's talk about, you know, the Reading Tea Party here. And you said you're linked in with 20 or 30 other organizations. You're also involved with the sheriffs, the constitutional sheriffs.
We are with Defend Rural America. What we do is we have symposiums for the sheriffs. where they can speak about the issues that, that they have and the way that they're going to serve the people. The constitutional sheriffs are just amazing. We have great sheriffs up here everywhere. We did 8 of those last year. Every single one of them exceeded what we thought we would have as far as people were concerned. For example, in Yreka, the first one, we had 1,100 people. The second one in Yreka, we expected 400. We got 500. The last one we did was in September for Gil Gilbertson in Josephine County up in Grants Pass. And we expected maybe 200 people. We got 350. People are really hungry to see that the sheriffs are really looking out for them. With so many land issues we have and so much overreach by the government and federal agencies, there's a real concern out there. But it's just been great. It's been great working with the sheriffs. We work with them. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the veterans, if I could.
Sure.
Okay, the thing is that a lot of people don't know how involved we are with the veterans. I mean, Linda Kent has been marvelous. She's now in charge of the Ladies Auxiliary, and that was one of the challenges we have, is we didn't have really anybody to run that. And ladies from the Tea Party are involved in this like crazy. We send packages overseas to troops once a month. We write Christmas cards out for them during Christmas. The ladies make cooling neckties and ditty bags for the stand-in in October. The ladies have made 85 blankets for the Veterans Home if it ever gets opened. You know, we're doing a Wounded Warrior project on February the 16th at the
Senior Citizen Center,
and we are going to have dinner, a band, open bar, and it's called Dinner in Motion. If you want to host a table, it's $250, and if you need more information on that, you can call 221-0101, and there'll be a lot more advertising on that. But we're working with Wounded Warrior, and the nice thing is a lot of that money we get to keep for our veterans here locally. We support Big Bike Weekend. We have one group in Ukiah that have gone to the churches that they go to. The Tea Party people go to the churches that they go to, and they send packages out to troops once a month. I mean, it's just, we did a food drive 2 years ago for the veterans. There's a lot of things that we do in the community, tons of things. And Carl, you and I were talking about this the other day. Really, the Tea Party, is it really just we the people?
That's what I was getting at here, is when you first said, hey, we like to come on and we're talking Tea Party and all this, we have a show, We the People, which, of course, Aaron and Elizabeth, great show.
Right.
And, you know, when you say Tea Party, it tends to be a pejorative term. It just is, because of what the media has done to it. Even though they backed off, you know, on it, you know, from the first time it started. But still, I mean, when you look at it, is it really the Tea Party? Because there are some things nationally I know y'all don't go along with. And is it really up here in the North State, is it truly We the People, where we do things, when I say we being people that are with this, that are doing things like for the veterans or for, you know, defending rural America or Agenda 21 or these kind of topics that probably, you know, push you in and maybe in a, gives a completely different mindset of what's
well,
been going
forth,
on.
As I said before, Aaron was in Virginia. Tea Party patriots flew out there to talk to tea parties on the template we do, because it really is We the People. The main thing is understanding that with the Tea Party, there is no membership. There isn't anything like you have to get a Tea Party stamp put on your forehead. There's nothing like that. The nice thing about the Tea Party is we're not beholden to anybody. Basically, to go out and do work in the community, like the thing we do with Salvation Army. I mean, look what Dick Wilkinson does in front of his barn and house. On Christmas Eve, Sal and I were there. The cars were backed up almost 2 miles to get in there and see that. And that night, we made almost $1,800 for the Salvation Army.
That's
so it
great.
Isn't like, I mean, the idea is being more palatable. And we're not.
That's a good point. No, though. Let me break in on that one. To become, you know, maybe there's, you know, a new year to reinvent what, I mean, not what we stand for. Now, when I say we, I'm talking the royal we here. But to take a look at what happens and let people really realize what you all do. We've got to take a break here. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we've got Terry and Sally on from the, you know, from the Reading Tea Party. But maybe Tea Party is just a term that is, its time has gone. When on all the things that they do here in the North State. That's something we need to talk about. Plus, we have people lined up on the phone. So we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Walking with the dead man, oh my shoulder.
are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindabaugh. Linda's going on the spot with Lindabaugh tonight. So Trish Clark is here with me.
And talking over the
We were talking about going to crab feeds, and Linda, you know, Linda's singing on January 11th out there at Somo's, and then going to the Anderson Crab
Feed. Rotary Crab Feed on December 12th.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why Shasta Gas Propane? Price is competitive. Senior and veteran discounts. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Locally owned, family operated. All of those reasons to go to Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, our guests are Terry and Sally from the Reading Tea Party. We've been covering a lot of different aspects of what they do. And is it really Tea Party? Is that really the name? Or is if they, you know, are they expanded out from there? But we're going to go to the phones here. John, good morning and happy new year.
Good morning.
Morning, John.
You're live.
On air?
You are live on the air.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish and Terry and Sally. And of course, Felony Bob.
well, we got Bad Bob here. Felony Bob left already. I think they came in and put handcuffs on him and off.
Anyway, we don't want him around. Yeah. Well, listen, I would like to say, I wasn't going to call in because my voice is a mess. I'm not feeling real good, but I want to address this religion thing. It's not religion that Romney lost because of that. I mean, the voting public is really smarter than that. It was his commitment to the super PAC billionaires, his support of others than the voting public. He defined to them, the super PAC, who he saw as his constituency, and it was not the voting people. It was a few very select billionaires. He rejected out of hand millions of voters when he made that statement to the super PAC that he wasn't prepared to represent the general public. This is all personified by the control that the RNC acted on when they rejected and attempted to control Dr. Ron Paul. He had the youth vote. He had the street-level workers of the party. And the O-line billionaire super PACers rejected them and remained removed them from the process.
Well, you know, John, here's what I believe. I believe that,
Ron failed.
I believe that you're right, and what you're saying is that there was in portion of what you're saying is right. I think portion was being Mormon. I think the big part is he was unable to get the message across to the people. I think that there was like five or six big things. One of what, you know, that his perception of not being like, you know, of being a man of the people, not that Obama is, but that, you know, that he's not a man of the people. They really didn't care. The fact that there is religion did play a part. And this part is he couldn't get it across that this is what we're trying to do. I mean, you add all those together, he was just not the right choice.
Well, when you stand before your super PAC supporters and get recorded saying 47% of the voting public is not who he represented, pretty poor idea.
Yeah. Okay,
and again,
John,
rejecting Ron Paul's activist workers was really dumb.
That was not bright either. Okay, John, we got to run here. We only got like 10 minutes left. Okay, John, thanks a lot, and hope you feel better. Terry and Sally, okay, I've got to take a quick break, but when you come back, the rest of it's yours. Can you tell us what your plans are for your organizations here and for this year?
Sure.
When we get back. Okay, I'm sorry. We just kind of like a lot of people calling in. A lot of people calling in today.
It's something people want to talk about. That's what we're all about.
That's it. You know, and we're spreading the word here.
Absolutely.
KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Small town girl.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Catherine and I would like to let everyone know, if you're not sure what to give this holiday season, think about a kerosene heater, something everybody can use, whether a small portable or a full-size Toyota heat your house or cabin. Stop by the renting office and check out our showroom. If you'd like to have Johnny come out and give you a quote, or talk about a trade-in. We're selling a lot of odorless kerosene for all the portable heaters in your container or ours. For the folks in the city limits, we now have the 1 gallon barbecue bottles, so bring in your old 5 gallon bottles and we'll take them off your hands. We also have propane heaters for the top of your propane bottles. For all the diehard woodcutters, we're selling ethanol free 93 and bar oil. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for all the computer folks. Weaverville Corning and the Redding stores open till 3:30 on Saturday. 241-2196. Happy holidays and thanks a lot.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Yeah, welcome back. Okay. You know, we're trying here. Oh, there it is.
You mean that one?
That one there. There you go. You're my man.
Okay, Carl Botch, Rich Clark here. Our guests are Terry and Sally from We the People. I know there's people calling all the time, but we got to get Terry and Sally and let them get their last thoughts in here. Okay.
And Terry, let's take it back to what we talked about really early on is that the difference we can make in our government is starting at the local level. The impact we can have on our local city councils, our board of supervisors, have a whole lot more to do with our everyday life, and certainly that's what you people are about, is getting people back involved in the community.
It's always been local, state, fed. That's the way you have to work it, and you're 1,000,000% right. The thing we have to understand is that, you know, going back to what Carl was saying about We the People, basically our website is 24-hour patriots. It's not a Tea Party website.
Yeah.
Also, we are actually PECON, which stands for Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now. That's what we want to do, is educate them. For example, on Monday night, we'll be having a panel of people talking on both sides about gun control, so that we can get that out to the people. We're going to be doing town halls. I've talked to Chief Paletti. I talked to Tom already, and there's a lot of people that will be lining up. We'll be doing town halls. We'll be involved with people like Eagle Forum. We'll work with anybody. I mean, that's the thing, and I think that's the thing we really have to look at. It's maybe not so much about what the Tea Party is or has been or what they've done or whatever. What it is people are basically ignorant on what the Tea Party was doing and who they really are. I mean, you have people that are making comments about a Tea Party who've never been to a meeting.
There you go.
And, you know, Trish nailed it right on the head when she said, what we're looking at is limited government, fiscal responsibility, and following Constitution. I mean, if
that should be simple.
You're a Tea Partier.
That should be simple.
Or you're a We the People. But yeah. It doesn't matter. There doesn't have to be a label. What we need to do is we need to get back to following the Constitution.
That is, you've got to keep going back to that and questioning. I'm hoping that Doug is going to go back there. Every vote he's going to make is going to be based, hopefully, on is this constitutional?
We went to a cap and trade rally in August, and we went down there, and the night before, Sal and I met with several groups, Freedom Works, Eagle Forum, a lot of different groups. We had a meeting at the La Quinta Inn there in Sacramento. Stayed overnight there, and next day we went to the rally. Well, I went to the Capitol building and wandered through there, and I went up to the third floor where all the senators were. Every door was shut, but guess whose? Doug's. When you walk in, you see a Don't Tread on Me flag into his office, people smiling, a Betsy Ross flag on another door, and then agencies on another door that have been crossed off that are agencies that basically are overreach that they've helped to eliminate. I mean, that's the kind of, that to me goes miles when I see something like that with somebody who's going and running for office. So people, again, can feel what they want to feel about Doug LaMalfa. But I'll tell you, from what I've seen, and I mean, there's nobody that was tougher on him than me. And from what I've seen, the guy so far is the real deal. As you heard this morning, he was speaking about, hey, what he's going to do. He didn't have any dancing around the thing and talking about this and talking about that. And then someone talking about maybe too much spending and then voting for the debt ceiling like Wally Herger did. I mean, that's an insane story right there.
Well, constantly you know what? Stating that he absolutely wouldn't vote for this and that and the other thing because of the pork. Wouldn't bring the pork back to his own district because he didn't believe in the pork. And I said, Wally, you vote for the budget every year.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. But I think the main thing that you know we want to get across is that the idea of being more palatable and working with communities, and that's what we've been trying to talk to other Tea Parties all across the United States. And that's what we're trying to do here. And basically, again, it isn't a label, but you need all parts of the team. I mean, you need the line, you need the running backs, you need the quarterback, you need the wide receivers, you may have to run the wildcat once in a while. Doesn't matter, but you have to have all facets working. And that's basically We the People. It's people in the United States who want to stand up and have the government follow the Constitution. And have the government be limited. And make sure our money is spent in a very fiscally wise way.
Okay. Terry, that seems like a good way to kind of wrap it up for, you know, this is the beginning of the year for 2013, and there's a lot of things that are going to be happening. Your gun control debate on Monday sounds pretty interesting.
It'll be great, you know. And
who's for it?
We'll be doing some town halls that'll be, you know, working in conjunction with other people, and it'll be great because the idea is to get the the citizens and everyone educated on what's going on, especially with this stuff. I know there's people who are naysayers on Agenda 21, but that's the real deal. I mean, ask Jim Nielsen. It's the real deal.
It most certainly is.
And speaking of Jim Nielsen, we're going to try and have Jim on tomorrow morning at 7:30. We're going to have Ready Rancheria with us tomorrow, too. But, Trish, last comment here?
Oh, I always got to throw in my pitch for the Frontier Senior Center breakfast on this Sunday, first Sunday of the month. Want to have all of you come down and enjoy a really good breakfast.
Terry and Sally, thanks so much for being on the show and giving us kind of an outline of what's going to happen this year and the things that you all do.
Thanks for having us, Carl and Trish.
Okay, well, no problem.
Enjoy the discussion.
You bet. You know what? A lot of people calling in about this. You know that you've got to be able to articulate what you said, Trish, exactly. What's happening, you know, what the Republican Party or conservatives stand for. And if you can't do it, it's just, it doesn't make any difference if you're Mormon or whatever. It's not going to work. Okay, tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott. And like I said, she's got Pat Karch and a number of other guests coming on. Tomorrow, Ready Rancheria, and we're trying to have, see if we can get Jim Nielsen on here. The election's next week. It's the most under, knows there's an election next week? There is.
We have to remember to vote on the 8th.
Yep. And just the other thing you need to remember is, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Stay tuned for Governor Mike Huckabee.
Keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Ready Go. I'm Pam Puzo. It's a big day in Washington as new members of Congress are set to be sworn in this hour. Fox News Ready Go's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
Vice President Joe Biden is here to start swearing in senators. The chamber has a dozen new faces, but the day's drama could come from the House. Later this hour, newly elected and reelected members begin voting for Speaker of the House. With a Republican majority, Speaker Boehner is expected to retain the gavel, but a handful of conservatives have signaled reservations. If Boehner fails to get 50% plus one of all those voting, it moves to a second ballot. That's something we have not seen in the House since 1923, Pam.
Thanks, Jared. One of the House's first orders of business could be part of an aid package for Superstorm Sandy victims.
People are suffering. And we need help.
That man, a resident of hard-hit Atlantic City, New Jersey, the House is expected to vote tomorrow on a $9 billion measure, a second vote on another $51 billion.